All right. So this is a for anyone who's just listening. This is a new segment called "Songs Nick Should Not Try to Sing," I'm gonna attempt it because I know Jack would probably want to hear it. So. Okay. When Jack hits record on the podcast and the boys start to ramble on, oh, I wanna be there on the ramble cast. Oh, oh, oh.
I thought it was one of your best yet.
That was great. I thought it was awesome.
Well, thanks, I'm playing guys. The rest in my head right now because I won't attempt to sing it. That's
I mean, it's no actually way. those are actually fairly standard chords. It's just the fact the way that Steve Perry just hits it to the max. You know.
He's only good for second though.
Yeah.
Poor Steve. So tonight we're gonna try and keep this one tight, 30 to 40 minutes. Chris has it early. Get up, wake up call tomorrow, and I'm dying.
Indeed.
I'm feeling terrible, Jackson Glaffelder. Terrible. In fact, my daughters, one of them goes, "Why are you sick?" And I went,
I don't know.
I've had four grandkids coming over with their nose running like a faucet, constantly cleaning up snot.
It's keeping you healthy though, Jack.
And
it's
coughing in my
immune system.
Coughing in my face. John says no one cares. I know they are. They're coughing. I go, dude, can you cut? My grandson goes, wah-hah! I go, dude,
stop.
Not only did you cover my face, can you cover your mouth? Do the elf, the vampire, that whatever you have to do nowadays. And he just looks at me. So why am I sick? I don't know. Matt Kay says, we're all dying. No, this is my time to die. My time to die. You guys, I don't want to, because that's what's going to happen to me. I know it's going to happen. I'm going to die on a day where like 20 million people die, and the check-in line for the Golden Gates is going to be way backed up. You know, the processing, I'm going to stand in a fucking line all day long.
You know what, Jack? You know what, Jack? You know who's going to be the first person in your line?
Who?
Harold Perrineau.
we'll have a lot to talk about. Oh, bullshit. He's not making it. Yeah. What are we talking about?
You can rise up, you know, and be like, oh, so now you've heard of me.
I mean, how do they process it? I mean, it's a lot of people up there, right? You don't want anyone sneaking in that shouldn't be there.
True. Anyway,
that's all I got about that.
So I went and did something. I'm not sure if I showed it to you guys on our last show or not, but
you talked about it.
I talked about it. Well, let me show it to y'all real quick. I'm gonna jump in on my phone here and see if I can do a second screen.
Fuck you, Randy. Oh, there's no way he's in the gates of hell.
He's definitely.
Hopefully, I don't pass out coughing. So, anyway, Dean Spanos, there's no way that fucker's going to heaven. Fucking sinner.
I think that about everybody, you know.
Yeah.
It's just like I think I said that, a few weeks back about George Carlin. It's one of the things I always remember about him is that he's like, you know what I hate about funerals? You know, we know what I hate about funerals. He's like, there's always some asshole out there that goes, he's probably, oh, I was thinking you were going to build, or anyway, he's probably. You know, he's looking down on us right now and smiling. You know, and he's like, how the fuck do you know? anyway, I know. I thought you were going to about your computer, Chris, not
Yeah. No, I'm trying to figure out how to flip the camera around.
Oh, okay. You should look like a fly right now.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, okay. Anyways. John says, I think those were the gates Randy was talking about. Okay, if that's the case, Randy, I'm okay with it. But why am I going to hell?
Why am I sticking my tongue out? I'm not. That's weird. Oh, it's a cable.
Oh, but it picked up your tongue?
Yeah.
Let's hope it's his tongue.
That was awesome.
See, now it's appropriate. It's blurred.
I hope it doesn't pick up your penis.
That's awesome. Well, I mean, you need a microscope for that.
I mean, it's very colorful, you know.
Yeah. Computer. So, I'll give you a little.
So, what is this? This is a computer.
Yeah, I built a computer.
Oh, you built a computer. That's.
Yeah, so it's for gaming specifically.
Are you gonna be like George Costanza's dad? You're gonna compete against Apple and Microsoft?
Yeah.
You sure. Remember that episode?
No.
Serenity now.
Anywho, let me
unmute that. That sounds much better. Yeah. Okay. So here's a little walkthrough of what I built. So this is like a big, huge, you know, computer case, if you will.
It disappeared. Right? Oops, sorry. A good half is just glass, though, so you can see it.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's got.
It's completely covered.
Yeah, I was thinking the only half of it built until you moved it there, and I saw the glare. I was like, oh, it is.
Yeah, sorry. So two of the panels are glass, right? Inside, it's got...
You got a little bit of echo there, Chris.
Oh, shit. Inside, it's got three fans in the front, which kind of suck air in to cool down the computer. RGB lights. The RAM sticks actually have RGB lights on them, too, which I thought was kind of unnecessary, but... also awesome. And that there is my CPU cooler that runs liquid through these tubes up to a radiator that ejects the hot air through the top.
Nice.
Yeah. And my video card.
So what are you playing on a PC these days?
Well, I'm playing, let's see. I can turn this shit off, right? Yeah. Go back to here. So I've been playing... a little bit of Call of Duty. There's this game called Helldivers that's gotten it released earlier this month, and it's gotten like a ton of like coverage and press from people who have been playing it. But it's Pong. Yeah, playing Pong too.
Online battles.
And it's only available on PlayStation and PC. I don't have a PlayStation. I have an Xbox. But I've always wanted to kind of build a gaming rig just to do it, like a hobbyist type thing. So I did it. And I did it for, relatively short money, comparatively speaking, to some of the computer builds that are out there. But, it was just kind of a little hobby thing to build it, put it together.
So you built it from scratch, but there's something on the internet that tells you what parts to buy?
Yeah, so I used... I use a variety of sources. There's a great website called PCPartPicker.com where you can kind of like put things together and map it all out, and they can give you links to Amazon and all that type of stuff. But also I have a bunch of, employees and coworkers that kind of have been in the PC gaming for a while. So just got their advice and did a little bit of research and found what I wanted to do based upon how much money I did and didn't want to spend. And I bought the parts from various different locations, Amazon, Newegg, Micro Center, a bunch of places, and put it all together. I actually ran into an issue though with it late last week, or we going to the weekend, where the motherboard that I purchased was shit the bed. It was just, I just got a bad board.
Bad board.
So I had to disassemble the whole thing.
Was it used?
No, it wasn't used. It was just, it wasn't functioning the way it was. So I had to disassemble the computer and reassemble it again after I picked up a new motherboard. And at that point is where I bought the flashy RAM, which is kind of cool.
It is nice. How many hours of labor are we talking about here?
In total, or how much it should have taken, or how much did it take me?
How long did it take you?
In total, probably about 3.5 hours, 4 hours.
That's not bad at all.
No, it's not bad. I mean, it's not that complex. Once you kind of figure out what you're doing, it's like a lot of the time consuming stuff is the wire management and cable management, just to make sure that it's not, shitty. And then on top of that, configuring software drivers, installing Windows, that stuff takes the boring time. We're sitting there waiting for all that stuff to install. If I didn't have to rebuild it again, it would have been much shorter. But it was, it was fun. I enjoyed it.
That's cool. I mean, anytime I tend to find assembling things, except for furniture, to be fairly therapeutic.
Right.
I like it because I don't think I sent it to Jack because Jack doesn't give a shit about Legos. But that's what I did this weekend. I put together.
You send me jokes.
I send you jokes. I send Jack specific jokes that I know he will laugh at. Yeah. I assembled the Lego NES system.
Yeah, I saw that. It looked awesome.
And then the Bowser as well. Because, you know, I originally had never thought about buying the NES until I saw the Bowser at Comic-Con. And I went, okay, I want to buy the NES now just so I can put the controller in Bowser's hand. That was it. That was the whole idea. And then I was like, okay, so I'm buying them both just to do that.
That's awesome.
And, those are both actually very fun builds. The NES part, the actual, it's a great block, you know, but it is neat how they made all the gears to put the game in there and make the press it down and all that. But yeah, the TV set, you know, with all the motion it does around, and then
yeah,
the Bowser is, I was shocked like how many fucking pieces come in that thing. And then when you're done, you pick it up, it weighs a good 2 pounds. You're like,
yeah, because it's not hollow. He's solid.
It's solid. Yeah, it's right. Solid. And like his arms and his head and his mouth, all that shit moves and articulates, you know.
You know what's funny about the Nintendo, right? So you mentioned it, you know, it has the mechanics where you can like put the game in and press it down. Did you know that you didn't need to push it down to play it?
You mean the original one?
Yeah.
But yeah.
In the cartridge?
Well, I mean, the pin. It slides directly into the pins. Yeah, but I guess I never tried it.
No, you don't need to. It was a completely like a cosmetic feature that you didn't actually need to push it down to play the game.
Huh. Man lying to us again.
Right. Also, fun tidbit, when you're playing Duck Hunt, if someone picks up the controller in the controller 2 port, you can control the fucking duck.
Really? I didn't know that either.
I learned that from Seth Rogen like TikTok. Yeah. I was like, that's amazing.
I've known that for years.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, like what's sad though about it is, especially with Duck Hunt, Hogan's Alley, and there's a couple other ones like Super Paintball or something.
Gunsmoke.
The gun does not work on modern televisions. You actually have to have
a light emitting diode. Yeah. Yeah, not light emitting diode. Ray TV.
Yeah. So it's sad that it's like, oh, you have to actually find
a Sony Trinitron, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Seriously. Yeah.
I used to make them. Randy said that I like to assemble IKEA stuff. No, I don't.
No, it's
funny you say that because my wife ordered another sandbox for the kids. We don't have enough sand all over the place. And she goes, this one's bigger. And I go, they can sit in it. It turned out it wasn't. But I get the box. I open it up. I go, it's broken. She goes, what do you mean it's broken? I go, well, there's all these pieces in here. She goes, you have to put it together. I go, a plastic sandbox? I have to put together? What the fuck is this? I had to put the top together, the bottom together. And the pieces are, you know, it's plat. So you're trying to, I'm like, this is a bunch of crap.
That's funny.
Yeah, I had to put, and it wasn't any bigger. So now we have two sandboxes where the sand's all over the place. And she goes, can you do something about that sand? I go, yep, I'll go get the leaf blower and blow the sand away. Anyway, but I do want to learn how to build a radio just in case I'm ever in a German prison camp.
Yeah.
Just putting that out there.
He made it look so easy, didn't he? You
know? Yeah.
What are you referring to? Just move it a little bit. It's the next to last episode of Masters of the Air.
Oh yeah, yeah. I gotta catch that. There's so many shows and documentaries that I've been like just saying add to queue. Just I know I want to watch it at some point, but the list is getting longer and longer. Like there's that documentary I completely forgot existed until it popped up on Netflix. So it's like homepage was the American Gladiators documentary.
That's I thought you recommended it.
I recommended it when I heard about it. But
didn't I recommend it because I watched it?
But yeah, it hadn't come out yet.
Yeah. Wasn't me. I know that.
I watched it and recommended it.
Oh, maybe I was not there. But like, but I remember hearing all about it, never seeing it.
It's pretty incredible. I really enjoyed it.
So, I'm about to watch that. I'm on the last three or four episodes of Better Call Saul.
There you go. Go ahead.
I was gonna say Kim just fucking flew the coop, or she's about to flew the coop.
Reverting back to her.
That made childhood. Me sad, dude. That made me sad. I actually felt for him.
That's how she was as a kid, right?
And then he woke up with a hooker and a flash forward.
Spoiler.
Now I was fucking with you when you texted us about the certain character that dies. But I wasn't sure if Jack or Matt was confused when you wrote
I was confused.
Hashtag, you know, the name. And you know, I knew immediately what Chris was talking about.
Oh, yeah.
I just drew a blank and I go, I'm not going to say who I, you know, what I said,
if there's any character in Better Call Saul / Breaking Bad I ever felt sorry for, it's that character, you know, because.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Like, he's actually the closest thing to a good person on that show.
He was kind of a dick.
Sometimes. He's a dick, but he's doing what's best for the firm.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I can't fault him for that.
Nope.
You know, because I forget what Saul's real name is.
Jimmy.
Yeah, you know, he's on Jimmy's side, you know, when Jimmy's young. You know, he's always, you know, tried to counter him against his brother. And then, yeah, when Jimmy starts becoming Saul, yeah, you better believe he's trying to rein him back in. But he's just trying to do what's best for Jimmy and the firm the whole time.
And then you find out in a later season, the big reveal that his marriage is in shambles, and he's sleeping in the guest house or whatever. So you're like, he's going through bullshit.
It's a nice house.
Yeah, yeah, whatever. But he's going through all this bullshit with the firm and with Chuck, in the whole thing, and with Jimmy, and.
But you know, it was Kim that wanted to do it.
Yeah, you're right.
And that's what I mean. I think it's kind of what we were talking about a few weeks ago. That's what's interesting about the dynamic of those two characters. Jimmy is mostly bad, but wants to be good, but can't. Whereas in Kim is good, but because of her upbringing, she still wants that little part of her to be dirty. And all she needs is that little push over the edge from Jimmy to really make it happen. And she can be even worse than Jimmy. You know, like, holy shit.
She's cutthroat.
John the Retired guy asked me if I watched Poor Things yet. I have not watched it. It's on my list, but it's sad that you thought it was the stupidest movie ever because she won an Oscar for it.
She won her second Oscar because, you know, she's a Padres fan. So,
Padres.
She's a Padres fan.
Oh, Padres. Ah, yeah. Okay.
Her husband's from San Diego.
I heard Padres. I'm like, Star Wars?
Like, what? I've forgotten about pod racing.
Yeah.
Pod racing, yes.
Speaking of pod racing, sorry, tangents galore. The kid who played Anakin.
Which one?
Yeah.
Young Anakin.
Luke? I mean, not Luke.
the kid with the bull haircut.
Jake Lloyd.
That's the one. You know, I had heard he had kind of gone off the deep end and went through like a crazy depression. But I actually read recently that he's actually kind of gotten his shit together and he's in a much better place, which is
good to hear. It's kind of like
what happened? It was just the backlash
bad parents, backlash, just a lot of stuff, just too fast, too soon.
He's one of the most hated characters in movie history.
And the thing is, he did the role fine.
I thought he did a pretty good job.
I've never understood the hate for episode one. I get it if you hate Jar Jar Binks, totally. It's the worst part of the film. But if you watch it just as a plot, as a story, it's pretty solid. You know, like if you just take Jar Jar out of it and just, you know, it's actually like episode two by far is the worst of the prequels. But
It's a shame that people turn on a kid like that. I mean, come on.
Yeah. I don't exactly. I've always agreed with most people when, because there's always people that bash online and people like, oh, you just hate the. I was like, no. I was like, it's like even with the sequels, which I hate all three of those films, like I don't ever hate the actor. The actor's just doing their job, it's the way that they're written. It's the, you know, the lines that they have to deliver that are sometimes just
how they're told to
yeah, they're just doing, I mean, they're just doing only their
so,
job.
There's only so many actors that have control over their careers. It's, I mean, you know, you're like a De Niro, you're not gonna tell him what to do.
But
in the beginning, he had to be told. So, anyway, I have not seen Poor Things. The only movie I ever
saw. Oh, I just now realized that Chris is actually Chris.
He's not. No, exactly. I'm not. No.
Oh. Oh, it's just, it's throwing me off because I don't have the halo.
These are the StreamYard backgrounds.
Okay.
Cindy and I started a Ted Lasso rewatch.
Really?
Okay.
You didn't want to go with MASH?
I watch MASH on my own. She doesn't like MASH. But yeah, it's funny. You sit there and go, man, Nate was him become such a dick.
He's a dick,
When Ted did so much for him and
Roy
Kent did so much for him.
There's definitely flaws. I mean, I love Ted Lasso. I think it's a great three-season show. But, yeah, like, there's definitely flaws. Nate's one of them in the character development of that character. I loved him in season one. And then just for him to go full evil, you know, it didn't make sense. And then the redemption of him. The third season, I felt, was just not – it wasn't hashed out as much as it should have been. But well, I still like it a lot.
So what I like about it, I think I said this, we talked probably talked about it first time around, is Ted's such a positive person, but he's flawed. You know, he's got his own
issues.
So, but it's not one of those guys, you know, back in the, if this was shown in the 70s, Ted would just be perfect.
Yeah,
you know,
he would.
He'd just be.
Oh, why would you
say? Yeah, there'd be no, I have panic attacks. I have this. I have that.
Well, that's kind of what I've liked about modern storytelling is that people are not perfect.
No.
No one is perfect. And actually, I think that's where a lot of the, going back to Star Wars, and a lot of some of the, especially the action, the Marvel-type films, you know, maybe not the Marvel, but, you know, a lot of those superhero films is, I like the gray areas. I like that Iron Man, you know, for example, is not a perfect character. You know, he is extremely flawed, you know, and that's because that's what makes us human is, and that's what makes us us.
He's going to win an Oscar someday though.
I like, you know, there's actors and then there's actors who don't break character until the DVD commentary. And Robert Downey Jr. Is that guy.
I thought, you know, he won the, I didn't watch, Jackson. I didn't watch the Oscars.
I haven't watched him in years.
Yeah. But he won.
Yeah.
And then people kept pointing back to his drug days. I go,
yeah.
I go, why do we have to bring that up? Even Jimmy Kimmel said something on the show about it. I'm like,
he did, yeah.
I go, come on, guys. And I mean,
he must have approached him ahead of time because I know that Robert Downey Jr. does not like talking about that.
He doesn't want to talk about it. And, you know, he had a rough stretch there for a while.
Yeah.
He was act up, and now he's one of the better actors we have working today. And I don't see why we had to.
I mean,
people are going, congratulations, you know, Robert Downey Jr., you should, they would show him in the orange suit and winning the Oscar.
Yeah, it's funny because I forgot that he kind of
20 years, wow.
I forgot that he kind of disappeared, you know, for a while because
yeah.
It's kind of like how, you know, I didn't watch West Wing in my college years when that show was out and I was doing other shit. But, when I got out of college is when he made Kiss Kiss Bang Bang in 2005. And I love that movie. It's Val Kilmer's last like really good film. And it bombed. It didn't, you know, it got good reviews, but no one watched it. And I always loved that film. It's just so different.
Best movie ever made was one with Rodney Dangerfield.
Which one's that?
What's it called? Matt Treese is here. He'll get it real quick. Matt Treese is a famous diver. What's his name? Karate Kid.
Ralph Macchio.
No. The other, Johnny is in the movie.
Oh, Johnny.
And plays a dick. Plays an asshole.
Oh, he's typecast, you know.
But yeah, Back to School. Thank you, John, the retired guy. I don't know why I couldn't remember that.
I haven't seen that movie in forever.
Oh, Back to School. Oh, that's right. That's Dangerfield. Yes, great movie.
The triple Lindy,
as you say.
But no, this is probably the first year I can remember where I'd only seen, I think, three of the Oscar
films. I saw one.
The films that were nominated for the
Oppenheimer.
Oscar. I saw Oppenheimer, and I don't know. I remember what they all were. But everyone knew Oppenheimer was going to win. So it was like, yeah.
Right.
I did the whole, like, who's your picks, and I think I got, like, 90%. You know, it was a safe year.
Well, I know Bill Murray, he was on Saturday Night Live. He did this critics thing, and he goes, the Oscars are coming up, blah, 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 blah. And he named the five movies, because back then it was only five. Hmm. He goes, didn't see it. Saw it, judging by what I saw. This one, he goes, best supporting actors and actresses, nobody cares.
No one. Right.
Yeah. That's funny.
Matt Treese saw 9 of the 10, or he saw 10 and can recommend 9 of the 10.
Which one?
I'm sure they're good.
Can you not recommend, Matt? I think that's the you buried the lead there. Which of the 10 did you not recommend?
Maestro.
Maestro. Okay, that's the one with
okay.
Guy from
Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper. Yeah,
I got it before anyone posted it. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, it was a weird year. You know.
Well, coming off COVID and writer's strike and everything else, it's just like.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of times, I even said that if you can go back and check the tapes when I first saw the holdovers. And I recommend it to you guys. Like, hey, I just saw the holdover this weekend. I was like, yep. the black lady, which I'm sorry I don't know her name. I was like, she's going to win. I was like, because even though you have three outstanding performances in that movie, she completely steals that film.
What film is that?
The Holdovers with Paul Giamatti.
I've not seen that yet.
She won the Golden Globe and she won the Oscar
for that's good.
Supporting actress. I mean, it's okay. It's a movie.
Divine Joy Randolph.
Thank you, Matt. Matt, Divine Joy. Yeah, because it's a movie that you'll watch it once, maybe twice, because it is a good film, but it's a bit sad. Just because it's three characters that are at fault. That's just really what it is. You know, it's like, and what they're going through.
It's like two of the three on this podcast.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's you know, set in 1970. All three of them are dealing with their own issues, and it's just a good film. But it's one of those things you're never going to be like, I want to watch The Holdover.
Do I want to be a hippie? Yeah. Do I not want to be a hippie?
Yeah, it is fantastic, Matt. It is.
I liked Oppenheimer. I didn't think it was I can get why people didn't like it.
I mean, I liked Oppenheimer. I felt it was just a tad long, and there's some things that could have been edited out.
Yeah,
but it's a good film.
Yeah.
I do think it's wildly, wildly overrated. I don't think it's a best picture.
Well, probably because not a lot of them.
There's a bunch of big pictures, though.
There was probably not a lot to compete with, right?
No, there wasn't. There wasn't many. Like, I've said that before in different years where, you know, I think it should
that's
go back,
where I've seen her before.
It okay. should go. Yeah, I'm reading the wrong one. But I mean, I think it should go back to five films, you know, but they went to 10 because they want to get people to watch.
Oh, yeah. I just saw that comment.
Some film, you know, that made a lot of money but really wasn't groundbreaking cinema. They want to nominate for people to watch, but it's like, it's something special.
John, the retired guy, says, I didn't like Oppenheimer, but I did. Nobody cares, John.
Nobody cares, John, yeah.
Hey, I'm friends with John on Instagram, I think, now.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. It's good to see a crossover of people from the Facebook days to Instagram.
That's pretty much all I'm on these days is Instagram. I don't post that much anymore.
Yeah.
But I don't
go on TikTok, but I don't know for how long.
Yeah, it's not gonna go anywhere.
Facebook's 20 years old now. I mean, how many that's crazy when you think about technology.
I'm pretty much I go on TikTok just like once a day. I haven't been doing happy birthdays. I apologize. I fell behind and just said, you know what?
You're doing better than Chris, who never does birthdays.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck
I'm
you.
I'm breaking the chain. Yes, John, he started Instagram. And I'm also on what's that other thing?
Threads.
Threads, yeah. I'm on Threads.
Yeah,
too.
It's a failed adventure.
Yeah. I posted one thing on there and just I don't know.
Yeah, Facebook's got to do something because
it needs a facelift.
I mean, because if you think about it, like the vast majority of the users of Facebook are going to be dying soon. Like the new generation I'm not you, Jack, but I'm talking like a vast population of people who use Facebook are over the age of 70 right now.
Oh, really? And,
yeah, there's a huge population. And like quote unquote, I'm gonna use it my air quotes, ding ding. Kids these days don't give a fuck about Facebook.
Oh no. Well,
so like it's a dying app.
You know why? Because the parents got on there.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
It's not cool.
I remember that when I think my mom or my dad got on it for a little while, and they're not on anymore. But I remember them like sending me a Facebook request. I'm like, just so you know, I'm never gonna approve this. And they're like, why? I was like, because I don't want you stalking my profile, you know?
Yeah. John, the retired guy, says, you don't look as ghostly on Instagram. No, I don't.
Which is better, right?
Yeah.
And at this time, we're going to take a commercial break.
Well, shit, that came out of nowhere.
Trying to keep this tight.
She said. So I'll start another topic, man. This is something Jack will probably like, and Chris too. It came out of nowhere. My sister texted me last night, and she never talks sports or thinks sports or anything. And she started off with, I can pretty much say who's the greatest basketball player of all time. You can probably debate between two people for the best golf player of all time. But who would you say is the best football player of all time? And I went, that's a whole can of worms.
Wow.
You know, because I was like, it's a different sport. It's a team sport. You know, you could have a greatest player, but if their team sucks, then they're never going to be remembered for that.
I don't know, dude.
I'm saying it's highly debatable. That's what I'm saying. It's a debatable topic.
You look at how many people have played sports and never won an NBA championship.
Right.
You know, look at like a Karl Malone and John Stockton.
Yeah.
Never won a championship.
No, they did.
Yeah. No.
Didn't they win the 95?
No.
They won the Olympics.
That's true.
They won the Olympics, but they never won an NBA championship. Utah's never won an NBA championship. And I could put to the Chargers. Chargers have a long list of great players. Never even been to a Super Bowl.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
And it just, you know, so it's tough. You have to have, it has to start at the top. You have to have an owner that wants to win.
Right.
And then you have to hire the right people. You know, you have to have the right GM, the right coach. And then you got to get luck, like New England got lucky and drafted Tom Brady with the sixth pick.
Right.
But I also said with Tom Brady, he's lucky he didn't go to somewhere like Cleveland.
Right. And that's what I'm
saying. Super. It's all fate.
Yeah, because exactly. he goes to – because New England was going to the Super Bowl that year anyway.
Yeah.
That he came and played. If he goes to Cleveland, bad organization.
That's just where players
bad go franchise. Yeah, I mean, how many quarterbacks have they had and drafted and never made it?
So my answer to my sister – and I'll tell you what, because I talked to my dad about this as well today, because I thought it was such a random
question. Hold on a second. I said, some of their players have never been to a Super Bowl. Yes, the Chargers did go to the Super Bowl, and they lost. Like Junior Seau, never won a Super Bowl, even went to New England. They were undefeated during the regular season, and they lost because David Tyree is holding a ball on top of his helmet. I mean, that's a guy that deserved to win a Super Bowl, but he never won, but he's one of the greatest defensive players of all time. Go ahead, Nick.
Yeah, so, you know, I told her, you know, it's a debate because it depends on what do you want to talk about. I was like, if I just said who's the best athlete, just the, you know, it's kind of like you could say Mike Tyson was a great boxer, but, you know, he had his element and then he was done, you know, or would you say Muhammad Ali, who was more skill than actual true, like, punch power, you know?
I actually saw a clip of a – I don't know, maybe it was Letterman or something. I forgot what the fuck it was.
It was Letterman.
Yeah.
I'm thinking someone else. No, go ahead.
They had Muhammad Ali and Mike Tyson were on together. And they're like, so who would win? And Muhammad Ali's like, I can't hit that hard. He goes, I could move, but I couldn't hit that hard.
Right. He was good. Yeah, he was really a middleweight, even though he was a heavyweight. And he was just fast, and he had such great reflexes. I mean, that's really what boxing is. So you could say that Ali was better as a true boxer. But yeah, Tyson gets to you in the first three rounds, you're fucked.
He lost focus, you know, and he lost to Buster Douglas, it just kind of spiraled his group, but there was a time people didn't want to fight him. They didn't want to get in the ring with him. I can still remember when he fought. Was it Michael Spinks or the other, his brother? I forget who it was.
Leon.
I ran down. We were in an apartment. Ran down to the vending machine to get a couple of Cokes. Came back up and I go, it's over. I go, it's over. It just started. They go, yeah, he knocked him out.
So
Michael Spinks. No, Leon. It was Michael Spinks, because Leon Spinks was his brother.
So
Michael Spinks, you know.
So Logan Paul and Mike Tyson have signed a contract to have like a
that's crazy.
Exhibition boxing match.
I think Tyson will kill him. Even at his age, I think he'll still
he's kill him. Training. Have you seen
apparently,
him?
Apparently the rules are wild. And I heard this. I don't know. I didn't
you can't
verify
hear me here.
No, I didn't verify this, right? And then I don't know. I honestly don't know. But, like, I guess Logan Paul can wear a helmet.
Jake Paul.
Jake Paul? Oh yeah. Jake Paul is allowed to wear a helmet, like a sparring helmet. And I also I heard, and I don't know if this is a joke, but I heard that he can tag in somebody else to fight too.
Oh, bullshit.
Like, like a tag team thing.
You know what I'd do right away? Tag.
But like the rumors are spilling around that Logan Paul, his brother, who's in the WWE, might jump into the ring too with him. I don't know if that's true. Like that was one like TikTok that I watched and they were talking about it. Mm. And I was like, that's fucking crazy. Yeah. Like this is just an absolute joke.
For pure money. So it's
going to your, I would pick Muhammad Ali as the best fighter of all time. Yeah. Okay. I mean, from fighters that I saw, I mean, I can't go back in the 50s and, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I've always preferred Joe Frazier over Ali.
Smoking Joe Frazier.
I mean, because, you know, it's things that you don't know. Like, you know, Frazier boxed his entire career with one eye. You know, you're like, holy shit, he was still that good.
Yeah.
And I fully believe
Rocky almost had to retire.
I fully believe that Joe Frazier won the third bout. You know, even though they gave it to Ali in decision, I think that, you know, he won the first one. And I think he won the third one.
I would kick his ass.
Anyway, so, okay, so back to football. So what I told her was, you know, it'll change day to day who I would pick. I was like, but I think of just as a pure athlete, I would go with Bo Jackson. Even though he didn't last long, but he's playing for the Royals. You know, he was playing baseball and football at the same fucking time.
I did a video a while back about who the greatest athlete of all time was, and I said Bo Jackson.
Yeah, it is.
Because he excelled. He was a Hall of Famer. Unfortunately, got hurt. He was a Hall of Famer at both sports.
Both sports. Yeah.
I mean, if he doesn't get hurt, he should quit. If he quits football and says, "Okay, I this is stupid to be playing both sports." I mean, he doesn't even get a break. He just goes from football to baseball, and like I said, that freak tackle that ruined his, you know, tore up his hip. And he still came back, hit 25, 26 homers.
Yeah, because it's just a pure specimen of a man. I mean, that's just how it seemed. But then I was like, but then again, I'm also very partial to Walter Payton. I was like, I love him. I thought he was great. If he could have stayed healthy as well. And then, you know, my dad chimed in. He's like, what about Joe Montana and Tom Brady? I was like, well, that's a different thing. You know, I was like, I'm just talking about pure athlete, you know. And then you talk about someone like Peyton Manning, who's not that great of an athlete, but he was just so smart with the game. That's what made him a good quarterback. When you get a noggin that big, of course you're going to be smart.
Yeah, he's got that forehead.
Yeah.
Advertised on it. It's tough because, again, it's a team game. I mean, obviously you could go with like Montana and Brady, but they got to start talking about Mahomes.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's his done? I mean, if they win the Super Bowl three straight years, which has never happened.
Right. Three-peat. Wow.
Anyway, I don't know. It's one of those things that it's great. It's a great thing because you can go in a bar and you can argue while you're drinking the whole time.
Mm.
Right. Cause everyone's going to have a different opinion.
And then going back to like athletes who never made it, you know, that are unbelievable. The cords keep jerking on the computer around. Barry Sanders is.
Oh my God! Yeah.
You know,
oh yeah.
He's. My dad was like, "Oh, Emmitt Smith or Barry Sanders?" Like, no. I was like, Barry Sanders is way better than Emmitt Smith. I mean, Emmitt Smith was a great running back. I was like, but he had one hell of a team.
He had a wall blocking for him. Not that he didn't earn the yards.
Right.
But.
It's like, and he played a lot more years. I was like,
he had
like
a Hall of Fame coach, Hall of Fame quarterback, Hall of Fame offensive lineman.
Yeah.
And what did Barry Sanders have? Barry Sanders.
He had Barry Sanders. That's all he had. Yeah.
There was no one more fun to watch than Barry Sanders.
I mean, the fridge.
Yeah, okay. Short yardage.
In the end, no one cared. All right, John. Fuck you.
I saw Barry Sanders at the Holiday Bowl. He was just amazing. And he retired. At least he retired with, you know, his health.
Yeah.
He quit early. He's just like going, this is bullshit. My team sucks. Yeah. Why are we trying? So you got to respect someone who does that.
And it's funny to me, like, you know, I know we've mentioned this years ago, and this is probably more of a Matt conversation, but, you know, I always thought, what a waste with, you know, you had Peyton Manning and Marshall Faulk on the Colts, and it's like, you know, one hell of a duo there.
Well, they traded Marshall Faulk.
They did. I was like, who does that? You know, it's like,
there was some guy on Twitter, some magazine, put the 10 most 10 guys that should have won the Heisman and never did. And he had a
Heisman,
one, two, three, the Heisman Trophy. They were the best players and never won. I go, and he didn't have Marshall Faulk on this list. I go,
oh, he didn't.
I go, not only do you not have Marshall Faulk number one, you don't even have him on your list. How is this possible?
Hmm.
I mean, he was, obviously I'm biased, but he was a great running back and great player. But what are you going to do? But basketball player, I mean, who would you go as best basketball player?
Jordan,
yeah.
Bird. Although there is an argument. There is an argument for Larry Bird.
He made the team. He made his players better around him.
He did. I mean, I the way I look at it is, you know, you have Chamberlain and Dr. J. Then you have I'm not talking about order. I'm just talking about, like, you know, the people who.
Well, you got to put Bill Russell in there.
Yeah, Bill. Yeah, yeah. Really, yeah. But then, like, I think Magic Johnson and Larry Bird took the NBA to a whole new level.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, getting really people to watch, getting the competition, the people to really love
the league was dying.
It was dying. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It was dying.
And then when Jordan came along, you know, instead of having, like, the competitions, you just had, like, this one guy that's like, I'm going to kick your ass. Like, I'm going to kick all of your asses. And if you don't acknowledge that I'm going to kick your ass, then I'm just going to jam it down your throat. You know, and it's just, you know, and you don't see that anymore. Because, I mean, you can still, you know, people will still argue Shaq or Kobe or even LeBron. But it's like, Kobe, to me, is an extremely talented player. But, you know, he kind of was just emulating Jordan. And then LeBron, to me, is not that good. I think he's not. I don't even think he's in the top five Lakers of all time.
Okay? Whoa. Okay.
Wow.
You got Jerry West. You got Magic Johnson. You got Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, James Worthy.
Chamberlain. Yeah.
I don't know if I put James Worthy ahead of.
You got Kobe. You got.
Oh, Kobe. Yeah. There's your five.
Listen, I mean, you've got so many just unbelievable. Like, I forget who said it. It could have been Barkley. It could have been someone talking about LeBron. LeBron is probably the most naturally gifted player to ever play the NBA. As in, like, just he just could do it naturally. But as in an actual team player, an actual someone who wants to push himself, he's not that guy. He's not Jordan. He's not the guy that's like, you might be a little bit better than me, but I'm going to prove that I'm better than you. You know, like, he doesn't have that drive that Jordan had. And I think that's why people tend to gravitate toward Jordan, because that's what a true athlete is that even though I might not be better than you right now, I'm going to be, you know.
Yeah, he John the Retired Guys, I think he's talking about Jordan, the Dave Stewart of basketball. Yeah, Dave Stewart. That's who got me kicked off Twitter. I mean, he didn't do it, but me saying, you know, because when Dave Stewart was a pitching coach for the Padres, like, we used to always joke, throw strikes or I'll kill you. Because he just had that stare. When the pitchers were walking, guys, he'd just go. But he had that squeaky Jimmy Page voice. Mm. So he didn't have to say anything because he was intimidating. And, Chris, last week, the week before, I said that Larry Bird, the Clippers traded the number one pick. What happened was, I looked it up. I was wrong. The owner, when he left Boston to bring the team to San Diego, he could have taken Larry Bird with him. He said he wouldn't do that.
Oh.
Because Larry Bird was drafted a year early, and so they held his rights. Hmm. So technically, it's the Boston the Boston Celtics moved to San Diego.
Hmm.
And the Buffalo Braves moved to the Celtics. So technically, San Diego has like nine banners and stuff like that. So, because if you Google, technically, did the Celtics play in San Diego? It all shows up. So, you know, so don't say we don't have any rings in San Diego.
Larry Bird was a fucking mean era, man.
Yeah, I love watching those 70s, 80s games where it's just like, you know, you pushed me the wrong way, I'm going to beat your fucking ass.
Yep.
But how many years did we lose from Larry Bird because he took such a beating from the Pistons?
He did. Oh, my God. Yeah.
I mean, it was just like, team, of course, you had Kevin McHale who clotheslined people.
Right. I yearn for awesome. Those days.
Dude, I love McHale. McHale, the Chief. Dude, oh my God.
Robert Parrish.
Yeah, Robert Parrish, the Chief.
Dennis Johnson.
Oh, Danny Ainge. Ainge was a bit. He was a. I don't want to use those words on podcasts.
He was canceled. A BYU boy.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, he played for the Blue Jays and
There's a funny story I was listening to on the it's a Grateful Dead story. So Bill Walton, huge Deadhead, like huge Deadhead, and he was like, completely, and he would tour. He has toured. I think he's seen the Dead like probably a thousand shows or something like that. But when he played for Boston, and it was like Larry Bird, Mikhail Parrish, what's his name? Oh my God, he was the announcer for forever. I'll think of his name. Right. Cedric Maxwell, Cedric Cornbread. Maxwell, all those guys.
Cornbread, right?
Yeah. So the Grateful Dead came to town, and they're all like, "Hey, can you take us to the Grateful Dead show? Let's go to the Grateful Dead show." So because Bill Walton had like a connection with Jerry and all those guys. So they actually, what's that?
He brought him their pot.
Yeah. Right. So they actually, like the Grateful Dead created like a walled off section to like stage left and right in front of the stage specifically for the Celtics players. Nice. So they all went to the show. I think it was actually at the Boston, what do you call it? The Garden, which is no longer the garden anymore. They all fucking like went crazy and became huge fans of the Dead ever since. But the story goes that the whole pregame started at Larry Bird's house and they all got shit faced. And apparently, Danny Ainge's wife wouldn't let him go.
Oh, wow.
So he was the only one that didn't join them into like their special VIP Celtics corner of the Grateful Dead stage.
Everyone's bringing their dick. Can I bring mine? Nope. Is it Sam Kennison?
Yeah, she says no fucking way.
She said no. Fucking Sam Kennison.
I still like Kevin McHale on Cheers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah,
that was another show that I'm considering going and doing a rewatch of Cheers.
It's hard, like because of Hulu, they only have the Diane seasons on Hulu.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it's not every episode either. Like, there's like two or three missing from each season.
I like the Rebecca episodes better.
I like the Rebecca. I think it's a different show. It's a more comedy.
It's different. Yeah. If they're on Apple TV,
or that one where they're on the. They're on the parquet floor of the garden. And they say, "How many bolts you think are in here?" And they keep trying to count it. And then Kevin McHale's playing and he's like, "What's he doing out there?" He's counting the bolts.
Counting the bolts. Yeah.
And then they forgot to put one of them back and the thing slipped and
I got hurt. I always think of Celtic Pride. It's like a guilty pleasure.
Oh my God! Great movie.
Who's in that? I saw that.
Dan Aykroyd, and the guy from Home Alone and City Slickers. I forget what his name is, but
the guy that's in For All Mankind season 4.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the guy who's runs NASA. Yeah, him. And and then of course Damon Wayans is like the Jordan character, but they play for the Jazz instead. But.
So you can buy the entire Cheers set for $40.
Oh wow!
For all 11 seasons, but it does appear to be streamable on Paramount Plus. If you've got that,
I do have Paramount Plus.
So it looks like it's all available on Paramount Plus or $39.99 if you want to buy it to own it.
I forgot to answer. Only slightly disgruntled. And then, of course, John, the retired guy. Yeah, I was happy with that trade, Chris. It turned out better than I thought. At first, I was like, the names they were talking about. No. I hate trading young players.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Cease?
Cease. I said, I go, okay, what did we have to give up? I said, oh, my God. No, what? Anyway. Oh, we were talking about greatest baseball players. The argument I like today is, people say Shohei Ohtani is so much better than Babe Ruth.
Did we say?
What?
We don't think we've discussed Chris.
No, I'm not. People, we have
fucking Ted Williams.
People will discuss that all the time. And if you look at, because they say he's a two-way player. Mm. And I'm like going, yeah, but you look at Babe Ruth, his pitching numbers are amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he just stopped pitching because, well,
yeah, he's too hitting fat.
Home runs. And he wouldn't even get fat till the end. But you look at his numbers by far. people go, oh, Shohei Ohtani to this and that and this and that. I go, yeah, okay, but you know.
Yeah, it was funny. Like, I heard that before from John
Goodman. Wade Boggs. Dude. Oh, I fucking love Wade Boggs.
I only like him for the chicken.
I'd heard that from John Goodman. He said, whenever they ask me, like, is there a role that you'd like to revisit or redo? And he always says it's the Babe. You know, he said, I didn't have enough time to prep for that role. He goes, there's so many things I would have loved
to research. It was too clownish.
Yeah, it was too clownish. Yeah, but he said, like, even like, you know, even though he only pitched a few times in the movie, he goes, the way I pitch is not the way the Babe pitched. You know, he goes, everything about it is wrong, what I'm doing. You know, and he goes, and so he goes, I just don't like that movie. It's just interesting to hear an actor talk about that, you know, 30 years later.
Right. Yeah, I just say, Shohei Ohtani is not a great player, but he hasn't done what Babe Ruth did.
Nope.
There's baseball in New York because of Babe Ruth.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, because to me, I think it's one of those things where it's an argument of eras. You know, it's a different era. Baseball is completely different then. They played less games. They played day games. There's so many things that have changed since then. It's hard to put. To me, it's almost
African Americans weren't allowed to play baseball back then.
Yeah, like there's so many things that are just different. You know, because like even Ty Cobb, there's so many guys. It's like they're great for their day. You know,
but there's some players that would be good no matter what the era. I mean, they just Babe Ruth was a man. You know, he was huge, and
there's Ted Williams. Greatest baseball player.
Yeah, of course, because you know why. Why is the greatest baseball player of all time?
He's frozen.
No. Why is the greatest baseball player of all time? He was born in San Diego.
Jesus. I knew it was coming. I just didn't want to say it.
Ted Williams, Teddy Baseball.
Teddy Ball Game.
He's the one that told Tony Gwynn, he goes, you need to start pulling the ball more. you should be hitting home runs.
Oh, man, that's true. We did last 51 minutes so far.
But anyway, we got talking about sports, and that's what threw me off. I did want to say one thing.
I do have
Michael Jack Smith, good player, Michael Jack Smith. Tony and I are going on a walk. We're walking, and all of a sudden she goes, is that lady walking a pig?
What the fuck?
And the lady, it was a pig. The lady was walking a pig. So I had to say that. I mean, it's just like... When it pooped, she picked up the poop, unlike most of the people that don't pick up the dog poop. They just let their dogs poop everywhere.
I remember like 20 years ago when it became trendy to move to Nashville, you know, and I remember someone saying that to me going like, I saw some fucker walking a pig in the middle of Nashville and they had a little fucking bandana around the pig's neck. He's like, is this what we're becoming? Just people think I'm going to move to Nashville and just be a stereotype?
I think so. I think, well, you know, it was my first move to Raleigh. I thought I had to get a pig.
Oh.
But, you know.
Well, I figured you dressed up your Sunday best and go to Raleigh like
that. Exactly, because that's what Andy and that's what they all did. Going to Raleigh, you got to get all Sunday. And I just don't get it. But anyway, I think at this point we're going to wrap it up because the people in the chat, well, John.
We do have three emails.
We do have three emails? Yeah. Then let's do the emails first.
All right, so the first one is from Maggie.
Maggie.
Hey, Maggie.
Maggie.
Hey, Jack, Nick, Matt, and Chris. Last week, Nick talked about selling the Lego Death Star. It was not a Lego Death Star. It was a Hasbro Death Star. And Chris mentioned he needs to sell his Mac.
Yeah.
I was asked to help an elderly friend selling their iPad that they aren't using anymore. What is the best way to do that? I've used Facebook Marketplace to sell a microwave, but that wasn't as expensive as an iPad. I haven't. Okay, go ahead. Chris, you had an answer to that. Phil.
There's plenty of places you can go, depending on how old the iPad or the devices are. I would check the retailer in which you're buying the new device from and see if they do a trade-in at that place. There's also a great online resource that I've used before, and I highly recommend. It's essentially like eBay specifically for devices. It's called Swappa, Swappa. It's a great service to use and trust. You're not getting scammed. John, what an asshole.
The framing out there, he says, careful, this will beat up your elderly friend.
And for me, with the Mac, I'm actually going through, I forgot the, it's, actually, hang on, I'll tell you right now. I found it through just doing some searching, and it's an affiliate of a website that I actually really like called
from OWC or other world computing, maxsales.com. Really great company, reliable company. They actually have an offshoot called sellyourmac.com that I'm selling my iMac to. And it's very trusted, highly rated on Trustpilot, if you will. So yeah, plenty of places to go. You're always going to get the most money if you do like a private sale on your own, but it's a pain in the ass.
It is. And then depending on who it is, it's like I said, like I sold that Death Star for $22.50. eBay took $300
and
something from it. And then to ship it to Brooklyn cost me $230.
That's wild.
So it's, yeah, it's expensive. Of course, that was a big ass toy though. All right, the last bit. I haven't watched Breaking Bad or Better Call Saul, but I've been thinking about it since you've been talking about both so much. Thanks for the laughs, Maggie the Magnificent.
Nice. Yeah, definitely.
I would take Nick. I hate to admit Nick was right, but I'd watch Better Call Saul first.
Yeah.
Because the suspense of who, you know, you don't know. There's so many people who could die. And then, of course, they don't because they're in Breaking Bad. So. Anyway, that's I hate to say
Nick. Yeah, I would agree 100% so far from what I've watched. I would 100% watch Better Call Saul first.
And all three of you thought I was nuts for the longest time.
No, I didn't say that. I hadn't seen it.
I thought you were nuts because you hadn't watched Breaking Bad when it was out.
That's nuts.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, you are right about the order. And I'm not gonna say it again, so move on.
All right, we have two more, both from Randy.
Randy.
And he's also in chat. The first one is titled Switzerland. In honor of Jack's roots, a question. What's the best thing about Switzerland?
The women. Beautiful women. Beautiful scenery.
I don't know, but the flag has a big plus.
Oh my gosh.
All right. And this is more of a traditional email.
They're very nice in Switzerland, I'll say that.
They are. And it's kind of like.
You can probably see it from me.
And you only have to have a few beers to get hammered because it's so high up.
True.
All right. The next one is a proper email, and it's titled San Antone. Hi, gents and Chris.
They did not say that.
Just thought you might like to know that there is a 1953 Western film called San Antone. The plot revolves around a Confederate Army officer at the time of the Civil War. Has Jack seen San Antone?
I don't think so. I'm at the age, I don't remember a lot of things, but I don't think I've seen it.
I don't know any of these actors, like Rod Cameron, Arlene, Whelan, Forrest Tucker.
Well, Forrest Tucker was in...
Tucker, yeah. And that was that name. As I was reading it, I was like, that sounds familiar. But yeah, you definitely could tell the poster is an old 50s poster, you know.
Yeah. San Antone.
San Antone.
See, I told you they say San Antone.
Just a stereotype. Anyway, yeah, that's our three emails. Thanks for writing in, everybody. Keep them coming.
Keep them coming. Thanks for everyone who joined us in the chat. We had a great time tonight, except for John. We just don't care. We might start muting John, right? Because we just don't care.
I don't care.
Nah.
Especially about John.
Yeah.
John's always been nice to me.
Kiss ass.
But I still don't care.
He's nice to you?
Yeah, careful. He's always been nice to me.
Chris might beat up your air.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Fuck you, John.
Did you forget already?
I forgot about that.
No, it's okay. We liked a little give and take. And Matt should be back next week. Second fan favorite. And we'll discuss who won the final versus.
He doesn't care either.
Yeah.
I had a question. So, like, what do you guys want to do? Like, after we announce who won the last of the four, do you just want to combine the points? Sort of like, you know, if you get first, you get 4 points. If you get second, you get... Or do you want to allow the whole band together and let the audience vote again?
Yeah, put the band together. Like, you know,
who's the singer, got the best band? Yeah. Okay.
Well, no, I think it should be who we all picked.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, say.
Yeah, just say like, all right, here's band number one with these four people. Here's band number two with these four people. And yeah. All right. Cool.
Anyway.
There should be a poll. Yeah, exactly. All right, Randy. Yeah, that's what I thought too, but I thought Matt was against it when I first proposed that, so I wasn't sure.
Well, because he can't do a Matt pick. Anyway, let's try to get this. I was gonna be over before those emails threw me off. Anyway, thanks for joining us. If you want to become a patron, become a patron. Go to jandjack.com. Become a patron. Do we have to do another commercial break?
No.
No, we're good.
Okay. But we want to thank all our patrons, but we're going to thank four patrons right now. They reach a certain level. Eckhart Richter, Glavlor, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with Plan, and Ed, the Creepy Poopy Letter Carrier. Thanks for what you do, and we'll be back next Thursday night.
Sure.
Sure. With a new banana design. That's all we got. I'm out. Bye, everyone.
See ya.
See ya.